Turn to Genesis chapter 42. I'm in no hurry. I'll not rush this thing. I want you to back up into the 41st chapter at the 55th verse, and you'll probably not have to turn your page. And then we'll continue down into chapter 42. Chapter 41, verse 55. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down hither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land. And he it was that sold all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes on going after the corn. I've noticed a lot of change in my days, spiritually, and in every way in America. I thought while I sat there a while ago, my daddy drove a Model A Ford. I think he had to crank it with a hand crank. And now we can start them from inside the house. And get inside with the temperature already set. And in some cars, let the stars tell us whether we're going in the right direction or not. That's right. They have controls that'll tell you if you've turned down the wrong street or up the wrong road. Some have voice commands that tell you when the brakes are bad or when a door is open. What changes? But I noticed in the late 40s, now this is my figuring, I noticed in the late 40s that something began to happen to Christianity as a whole. I saw things I didn't really realize it then. But I look back now and see changes that began in the house of God. I saw education begin to take the place of the Holy Ghost. That's a shame. It should not, absolutely should have no effect on the presence of the Holy. But I tell you what the problem was. It wasn't in right learning. It was that folk began to on what's up here instead of what was down here. I saw programs begin to come into the church. I saw vacation Bible schools and boys and girls taught to make birdhouses instead of hearing the old songs of Zion and the shouts of the saints. I've seen struggles in these last years of trying to bring something spiritual out of something that wasn't spiritual. I've watched denominations divide and go off into little shoots and off sections to try to make something that had power in it. I watch folks go independent from this and independent from that and become something that wasn't better, but just a different deadness. Now, number one, I'm going to spell corn out for you tonight. Number one, I want to preach on the condition of the crib. That's the sea. And I want to tell you that it's empty. But generally speaking, in America tonight, there is no power of God. There is no corn. We're destitute. You say, preacher, we've got it. How do you think, comparatively speaking, we stack up? How many states are here? Just a few from here and a few from yonder. And our nations are going down the drain spiritually. When I have a revival, Brother Larry, north of the Ohio River, when I cross that bridge, I turn around and say, my Lord, I'll see you when I come back. I know where they call it, not all the places like that, but generally speaking, it is right.
Yes, sir.
And you folks are down here, and you think things are awful. But if you're traveling, you think you should have it down here. The crib is empty. And I want to say to you tonight, my soul is hungry. Everywhere I go, Brother Larry and others that travel and carry on revival meeting, I go back to my motel room, I'm sick because there's a lot of noise, but no God. I wonder if I've done any good at all. I call my wife every night, and she'll always ask how it went. And down here, she about knows that we've had a time. But I've been other places. She knows that I've been lonesome, that it's dry. And she'll try to give me some good news from the church that things are going well at the house of God that picked me up. You say, preacher, you mean mine, as bothers me, does you too, if you've never had a taste of the real corn. Amen. What time you get your head in the creel, thank God and taste of what God's got for you.
Yes.
I remember the first time I was reared in a Southern Baptist church. I didn't have anything to do with it, but it's dead. My mama chat once in a while. Miss Rosie Jones have chat once in a while, but otherwise it is dead. But I'll tell you what, I got born again, and I mean down on the hillside, I got saved. I didn't just accept Christ, I got born again. He accepted me. Until something happened in my soul, and I got my head in the creel, and got the experience and pain that most of them folks in church do nothing about. They got to turn things over me, brother. I was laying over by myself, and my dead mama got sick, and they moved away from the old house, helped with my sister, and the God's deep in my heart called me to preach, and they got telling things on me. They said, every Jewish boy had it. He he's gone crazy. Said that thing, so folks back over there hunting in the night. And he was over there running in heels. They told it on me. Said he was running in heels barefooted and hooping and hollering like a wild man. Jumping in gullies and climbing in between the tree and hollering in the night. The only reason they said that is that's what it's true.
Put your hand. What am I? preacher's educated. I'm preaching that. I'm talking about corn. I'm not talking about what he knows and what he don't know. I'm talking about what corn is. There's absolutely nothing to do with it. Thank God educated people can shout. But if you let that block you out of the field, you're a dummy.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You get fire. The corn is the Bible says, go find the corn elements. Amen. If we lose that, the corn at my place, I'm going to go to another creek.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Ask them back, just set outside, you know. Until they get the lonely way or something, and I'll see old Chuck's provided to get inside of here. And then just smell the coat. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Thank God. I'm going to even get where the crib is.
Yeah.
Hey. I knew 100 miles out there, but there's no coat.
Amen.
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 Well, I'll tell you, I remember where God filled me with the Holy Ghost. You said, I'm afraid, sir. We're in a Baptist church. I know that's why I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I know that word happened.
Yes, right.
It turned me out of ease in my life. I wouldn't deny that for $10 million. I lived in that. And it's real in my heart.
Yeah.
It gave me boldness. That's what it did for me. It's like in the New Testament. I got boldness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to look at that altar, and I'll soon be done. I want you to look at the relationship of the good. I'm going to tell you, Jacob didn't know who was down there.
Right.
He didn't know it, but that boy that's down there will let out one of them Egyptians starve to death to feed him and them other boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That relationship is eternal.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Knowing that I've got kinfolks down in the crib. And he's running back.
They
didn't want when they went down there. But their brother had the keys hanging on his side. Don't matter.
Right.
You don't get your hand in the crib. You ride a lot of things. You and my head. You're a son. If you love God, hold it. your head to Crete. And I'm going to tell you the truth. This is, Brother Smith, unless I'm mistaken, this is the 11th year that I've been coming here straight. I've been in all the cases. I've given two or three revivals before that. And there's some of you, and I think members of this church, that I've never seen them go ahead to Crete.
Amen.
I wonder about you.
Yeah.
Do you eat corn?
That's your
answer. Do you love corn?
Yeah.
Are you saved? I really believe if a person's saved, there's something about, I know you can get born again and kind of get in a liberal church and not really know what's going on. That you know that I believe that when you do, that if you're saved, they'll make connection.
Yes,
I believe if you're got born again, I turn somewhere, and you've never in an old-time church again until you get 25 years old, the very time you walk in the door and the Holy Ghost is in there and the crib door's open, it'll speak to your heart and you'll know it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I remember my pastor come got me, I don't know how old I was, maybe 17 years old, and I've been saved very long. And said, I want you to go to Litchfield with me. And they said, we're going to have this association of meetings down there. And so we went to a great big church and a pipe organ. The pipes covered a bigger place than that is up there. And that's the first thing I noticed. I've never seen anything like that before. And so they called on Dr. Sam and Dr. John. And they had on their program every year, if there's a new pastor coming in the community, they include him on the roster to preach in the afternoon. And so they called on an old man to preach at the standard zone. And his name is Carmen Kent. I don't know him, didn't know him well now. And they had him preach. But if there's no man to stay in the program and keep the corn out of the sermon, you ought never call him that. And he already had a sack full of corn. He know that. And he said, I'm going to preach today on the ways of refuge. And I'm going to tell you there's something that ding dong in my heart. They started out saying amen to him, and he hadn't gone down over three or four paragraphs till his old known with me and two or three more. But I'm going to tell you there's a tingling in my soul, and I was eating corn. I take it three or four rolls at a time and just have to have no salt and butter. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe sit outside the crib and watch me eat your
tooth.
But you lie. Starve to death.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna stand outside the crib. I'm gonna get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do about the good things of God. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? If you don't know, you probably need to get born again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you get with me, real good for you. Get your hand full of corn. Just kind of pee in the ship's back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So now we have to accept that.
Yeah.
Now, one night, I got to kind of go to a place in Homerton. I got to bring up an old poor working farmer's house. And I went to one of the other houses and they had little old plastic sticks.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's for. And I thought I was going to use fish to suck on it. Or is it going to be enough to eat the corn or what? But I'm going to tell you, that's why I said, I don't know about them plastic sticks, but I know what's between them plastic sticks. I'm just getting myself on. Now, I don't know what they're going to do down the church. They might have a little plastic here, a little plastic there, but I don't know how to eat corn.
Yes, sir.
There's a corn crib around close to me.
Yeah.
Where I can eat.
Yes.
Victoria. Didn't have no place to go to church, and I was backstabbed, but I'm going to tell you, I got hungry for corn.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there's been a few times when I was in the pulpit that I got hungry.
Yeah.
There's been a few times when I'm in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
yes, yes.
Thank you.
hear you preaching.
Yes. Amen. Glory.
Your husband, your wife.
What's good for you?
Yeah.
I was thinking about who in the world would want that thing. And I got to thinking there ain't no good for that except to remember what it had on. Hey, is that right? Yeah. That remember's a good thing carried with you.
Yeah, that sure is.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Did you get something for your family? Just take your hands and call your eyes later. The Holy Spirit take care of you.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to tell them nothing. Just say, I got some more. To my members and anybody else that wants to listen, you may have to get on your knees to get some of this.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Just a little head full of purpose. It'll go a long way.
I've noticed that.
Amen.
And they do or say, they need to say something.
I won't tell you about love.
I won't tell you the feelings mutual, brother. And I love you too.
Oh, thankful.
Talk to them if you want to, brother. That's what I say. That's what I say.
Praise God.
I heard a lady say we went down to the hospital this morning and Mama was conscious, been unconscious for a long time, but once in a while she'll, and then after a while she'll go back to sleep. Said she's fought and suffered and suffered and suffered. Said today while she's at herself, we was all around, said, Mama, while your thinking's real good, is there anything you'd like to tell us? I mean, you may not get to talk anymore, Mama. This won't be honest with you. You're going and coming on us. What would you like to tell us? She thought for a while, and Greg, she said, He's a sweet Savior. Drifted back off to sleep. I say, He is. Been good to some of you tonight. Been better to some more of you if you just went on.
Sure.
Got your head in the crib.
Yeah.
Things need to do anything. We're going to bring it to a close, no doubt, in a few minutes. Brother Lee Smith, you come on. I'm going to tell you tonight, after you go to bed, the din of the shouting's quieted down. I hope you remember what God's man said to you tonight. What you did tonight just didn't pop up somewhere like a jack out of in the box. It took the blood of Calvary. All that gruesome death this man of God so ably told you about tonight. You better never forget that. And amongst all of this, that's wonderful. I'm glad you praised Him. I wonder why we as a shouting if you ever said thank you for the blood, Lord. Brother Larry talked about for shame on Calvary's cross.
Lord, thank you.
All right, Brother Lee. I'm sorry, ladies, I made noise.
No.
I'm sorry, I made a mess. I will make a particular.
I guess some folks have wondered, well, that preacher there and over yonder and old brother so-and-so, will he approve of this? All children of God approve of this.
Amen.
You say, ain't you afraid that folks won't come back to your camp meeting? Well, they quit the first camp meeting we had. And that's right. Amen. Come in. We had one of the doctors in town and his dad to come by. They didn't even stay to hear me preach. Hey, folks around here got to shout and praise in God, and out the door they went. I want to tell you, God's real, folks. I say hallelujah, amen, and thank God for preaching. Praise the Lord.
Well, it's been good to be here. Two of his greater messages as you'll ever hear.
sweet thing about it, if the Lord doesn't come back, there's more to come. And if he does come back,
it's a better country. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I know you want to get around and shake hands with these preachers that have preached and one another. God bless you for being here. Hope you come to stay the night and be in the service tomorrow and tomorrow night.